Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Old Dutch bringing you the sports this morning on 830 WCCO with Mike Max. Maxie, tough loss for the Twins yesterday, 7-2.
Yeah, the way it's set up, they were in the game, and they kind of battled back and forth, and Adrianza got him a nice two-out base hit to tie it up 2-2. And then Semien took over the game. He hit a solo home run. That tied it at 2, and then he hit a grand slam there, Marcus Semien, in the eighth inning that sealed it at 7-2. So all of a sudden, not that you go too far over the top on this, but all of a sudden, you're coming off a 2-4 road trip, and all of a sudden the Cleveland Indians are six games out and surging. I think they're 14-5 or something like that in their last 19. They've been on a nice roll. So this series does become... this isn't just cushion anymore. You need to just win this series, get to the All-Star break, feeling good, kind of reestablish yourself, because that was a tough road trip for the Twins. And obviously, Odorizzi's injury and some of the other things that are going on, you just want to kind of reorg and get this back. But I also think this, I'm not saying that they're going to rush to it, but I think it really does move them in the direction of, you know, what will we give up to get an ace pitcher here? What will we give up to get one more starter? Because it's not just about who you got on your staff. It's about, you do have to anticipate a little bit that there could be an injury or somebody could go down. And you got to have a fortified rotation to get to the finish line, particularly with, even if they acquire some people, they're going to have kind of an up and down bullpen, I think, right now. And I think that they can solidify that with a guy that can go 6 and 7 innings consistently.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, Mike, exactly what they decide to do. We were talking with Derek Falvey about that yesterday, but he said there's a lot of things going on. Not all of it's legit that we read, and some of it might be. So who knows, but it would be nice to get a couple of folks in here. Should be a beautiful night. I would bet they'll have a huge crowd tonight.
I would think so. Twins coming back home. People, you know, everybody's off. This is just as big a holiday, basically, as yesterday for most people. I'm driving out where you are right now, and there is just it is so delightful to have minimum traffic going out there. So a lot of people looking for things to do, and people that have been on the lake. I was at the this is just the size of the health club yesterday after we got done, and got a quick workout in there over the noon hour, and there were 30 guys playing basketball, and I said, whoa. And they said, yep, every holiday we make sure we play, and you forget. There's a lot of people looking for things to do that are active, and it's not like everybody's up the lake floating on a pontoon.
Yeah, do you get that feeling once in a while, like, you're the only guy around.
Exactly.
It's not at a lake.
Exactly, yeah.
I had a little bit of that yesterday going, geez, it seems like I'm the only guy that doesn't have a lake place. But it's
exactly. You feel like everybody's gone doing something fun, and, you know, they're cruising here and there with all those cars. And, of course, we're out there, and a lot of worker bees out there, and a lot of volunteers, too. I mean, it's amazing to me the number of people. They told me 1,100 to 1,800, I think, volunteers this year for the PGA. From the 3M, and that's a lot of people giving up their 4th of July weekend. So that's a lot of people looking for something to do, but it's a fun thing to do, and all those people out there are enjoying themselves.
Well, let me tell you something about those volunteers. I have not run into one that hasn't been happy to see you. They are. I don't know who gave them instructions, or they're just, but they're out here, and they everyone I've run into so far are just nice and kind and so engaging, and that makes it even better when you're roaming the golf course.
It really does, because they can't wait to help, and they're kind of on guard waiting to help somebody out, and that's their whole purpose out there. And so for the people that are out there, if you see those folks with the blue shirt and the 3M logo, they're there. They can help you. They can tell you where you can be, direct you where to go, tell you where the food stands are, all that stuff. But it's a pretty cool thing. And then, of course, you got the Zac Brown concert as well, just off the grounds next to it there at the National Sports Center. That should rock the place pretty good.
Yeah, I would think that will be a full house tonight. Our producer, Jimmy Erickson, will be the guy up front with kicking his heels in, so heads up for him.
Mike, I saw him putting that cowboy hat in his truck yesterday. I thought, oh, he's going to Zac Brown.
Oh, yeah. He's got the boots, and he is ready to go. You should see the size of the buckle on the belt he's wearing.
I heard that. He said he upgraded. He got one last year at the State Fair. He said he won.
Yeah, and it says Jimmy. Yep. I mean, you can't miss it. It says, so if you see him tonight, you say hi to him. He'd love to dance with you, I'll be honest about it.
Yeah, he'll just give you a little thumbs up.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, speaking of that, so a couple of things that happened out here that were really fun. And, of course, Tim Herron here in Minnesota trying to make the Champions Tour at some point and be out there. But yesterday the son of a gun gets a hole-in-one.
Yeah, not even get a hole-in-one, but nobody was there to see it. I mean, they didn't. I assume like the Golf Channel rolled on every hole. There's no video of it.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, somebody took a shot of it. Him picking up his ball, you know, somebody with their phone. But you know, I was talking with the Golf Channel covering it. I thought, well, they probably got a camera at least at every hole, and then the people that they kind of hone in on, the big groups. But you can't find any video of it. Come back home, and Lumpy has a hole-in-one yesterday in the first round. That's pretty cool stuff. And, of course, Tom Lehman, as you've mentioned, going to 4-under to start it. You know, he's still a long ways off with the leader at 9 and a lot of people in between. But what a fun day for him and to kind of get the crowd into it. So much support for him when he came in at 18 and so much that, you know, people just understand who he is and what he's done. And so it was really nice to see him play well yesterday.
Did not miss a fairway.
Wow. Yeah, that's Tom. He's steady as she goes. And of course, he knows where all the hidden sand traps are. That was the joke out there. But good day all around for people. Pleasant temperatures yesterday, too.
Oh, man. Martin Laird hit one yesterday out here on number 9, which number 9 out here, Mike, has proved to be the most difficult hole for the first round anyway. His drive was 387. Jeez.
Wow. What's that driver made of, man?
Titanium?
I mean, whoa.
Jimmy and I are going to go out and watch him in a little while because he can thump it. I mean, 387, and then you stay in the fairway. That's the weird part.
Yeah, stay in the fairway, too.
Oh,
my gosh.
Can't even imagine. There's
a lot of guys like that. Sam Saunders played well yesterday. I kept hearing that. Met him the other day. He's the grandson of Arnold Palmer. And,
6-under.
Rave reviews on the tour of how he handles himself, whatnot, a little bit like Grandpa. So there's lots of little storylines out there that are kind of fun to follow.
Yeah, that's no pressure having your grandpa as Arnold Palmer.
No,
is it?
No. Yeah, what? Greatest of all time, you know.
Well, you and
I mean, one of the great ambassadors, at least of all time.
Just because of our job, but we've had an opportunity to meet him and spend a little time with him a number of times, and some of those times courtesy of Sydney. But I have to say, he's something else. In fact, I'm wondering, remember one year, I think it was the Starkey Foundation Gala, and I think you and I were doing it together. Remember on the red carpet?
Yes.
And
yes.
We're the very last people on the red carpet. And Arnold's walking down by himself, and he looks over. He looks over to us like we're longtime buddies. But he was so cordial and nice. Maybe he remembered it. I don't know. And he looks over
absolutely.
And says, "Hey, you guys aren't going to believe who's leading." That would have been the U.S. Open, I think, at the time. Yeah. You're not going to believe who's leading. And then he came over and he had to tell us all about what was going on at the U.S. Open. It was the most humbling thing. This guy, this big superstar, and he was like telling us the news because he was so excited about it. Really fun.
And he. I was thinking, you know, that was a cool night, obviously, the red carpet. But I thought, you know, for every day that he got up, it was that way from the time he left his door to whatever. People, you know, and the way he handled himself, he just never got flustered, never got, you know, always made you feel good. When he talked to you, it was very personable. That's a pretty special gift, or you were raised right, whatever it is. You know, he turned it into he might not be a billionaire, but he probably was close when he left this place.
Yep. Good friends with John Hankinson, our good friend, John Hankinson, former quarterback for the Golden Gophers, and John developed a lot of courses with Arnold and Jack, too, for that matter. Hey, Maxie, I got to talk about Old Dutch because you talk about championships out here, and I was just yelling at Kepka as he was hitting a wedge shot. I said, hey, I said, Brooks, I said, I got a good idea for a chip shot, and I held up an Old Dutch bag.
Yeah. Do you like that?
You know, he didn't seem to pay a lot of attention to me, but you know, the whole point
was... Well, you shouldn't have made fun of him in this song.
I got to tell you, the Old Dutch for this weekend, I mean, is there anything that goes better than Old Dutch and July 4th weekend?
There isn't. And yesterday, I did it on the way out. I stopped by, and the target there is I was just getting close to the course, and I ran in and did what we call, you and I call, the old Dutch run. Lots of people do the 5K runs and whatnot. We don't mess around with that stuff. We go on the old Dutch run this time of year.
We call it the 2 for 5K run.
The 2 for 5K, yeah. I picked up 4 bags. They're sitting in my trunk because, as you know, Dave, these are, again, chips in the game. So today, if I need them during the course, I'm on 9 to noon during the radio show. You don't know when you can buy somebody off to get them on the show. But when they say no, how many times have we seen this? You used it yesterday 3 times. You hold up the bag as if to say, here's your prize, and boom, you got them right there.
You know,
John Hultquist I had on for 2 hours.
You know, well, that's the power of Old Dutch.
Yeah.
You know who was out here playing on Monday was our buddy Matt Colford from Old Dutch.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, I like that Old Dutch golf shirt that he has with all the different flavors. It was kind of like, you know, you have all these golfers have their sponsors. He had each flavor on the back of his shirt. That was kind of a nice touch.
We thought he was going to a NASCAR event right after.
Exactly.
And it's the 85th anniversary of Old Dutch. So pick up these limited editions that they have. Sloppy Joe, Creamy Chive and Onion, the Roasted Red Pepper Hummus Potato Chips, Seasoned Salt Gourmet Popcorn. And, Maxie, I'll see you out here in the course in a little while.
I'll be there in a minute. Thanks.
Sports brought to you by OldDutchFoods.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.